98.5 WJYM, man, each and every Friday. I'm on your midday dials, man, bringing you that conversation that's for you and about you. Make sure you click that link in the bio. Take you directly where you need to be, uptownradiophilly.org. Make sure you stay locked with everything we got going on by checking us out on Instagram as well as Facebook. Or you can find more information directly about what we got going on here at Revive Radio at reviveisalive.com. Click that big play button. It's going to pop right up at you as soon as you get to the website. Subscribe to the newsletter, the YouTube, and don't forget to follow us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, X, whatever you want to call it. All that good stuff at Revive underscore POC. We got a jam-packed show for you always. We want to make sure that you are a part of the conversation. I'm excited to have this special guest on the line, man. She is proof that transformation is possible. She went from construction sites to confidence coaching, and she's dropping a new podcast coming June 8th called Steel Toes to Stilettos. I want to get that right. Steel
Get it
Toes to
right, yes.
Stilettos. Yes. Welcome to welcome home. How you feeling? You on WJYN 98.5. Let the people know exactly who they're listening to.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. I am Charisse Monique, your favorite confidence coach.
And Charisse, when it comes down to everything you got going on, you are a certified family life educator, a media personality, and you're also the founder of Rebuild Your Life. I want to break this down today. I want to let people know a little bit more about you. So when it comes down to being a confidence coach, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, basically, that is something that happened organically. I realized throughout my whole life, I spent it naturally and intentionally just uplifting and encouraging people. It started basically in real lifetime after my modeling career because I did, pursue a modeling career, which basically birthed me coming into this whole confidence dynamic. And it started out with my empowerment program for girls. And I started this empowerment program for girls after my modeling career didn't work out. And the mission of the program was to build esteem and build confidence. And I did that through TV, fashion, and photography with my modeling program, which served 7 to 18. And I just wanted to give the girls basically something that I didn't have as a child, which ultimately was a resource and will help me get to the next level, help me reach my goals, help me reach my endeavors, being this resource for the community to help people succeed to their dreams. So that's how the confidence coach came about. Like I couldn't basically achieve my own dreams, you know what I mean? So I went to Plan B, and Plan B was basically encouraging other people, whether it be, woman, child, adult. And I just turned it into a business because I love to do it.
I love that. I love that. So when it comes down to what city that you're in, what city were you in doing when you first got started?
I'm in Wilmington, Delaware. Small city with big dreams. So
I
it made
went,
it.
and that makes a difference. That's all I wanted to ask.
Yes. It made it harder. It made it a little bit harder because Delaware is not the environment for industry. It's not, industry, environment. It's more so conservative, corporate state. So we don't have really an art like type of background. We don't have the art resources and the networks here. So I have to travel abroad to kind of make the connections that I need for the pinnacles in my dreams, like Philadelphia, New York, and outside of my four blocks.
I understand. And when it comes down to Wilmington in general, as far as the girls, the families receiving you, because you are different and you did start something that was very unique in your city, how did they receive you?
Well, it's kind of ironic, and I love the story. To make it really a short story shorter, when I was young, about 15 years old, it was a guy in my area, and he started a clothesline. And it was before, clotheslines was even popular. Now, this was back in like the early 90s, and he started a
You're telling your age
clothesline.
now,
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Teresa.
Cause you know what? My age matters to the whole brand. You know what I mean? Because the whole thing in the Rebuild Your Life brand is,
Exactly.
never give up on your dreams. You're never too old and it's never too
And you
late.
look
And that's one of
amazing,
the
by the
things. Thank you
way.
so much. Thank you so much. So that's the things that I continuously, want to put out there. It's no limit on time and your blessings. But back in the early 90s, this guy asked me to model for his local clothing line, and I did so. And he just set up this real janky photo shoot in the park, made this little background, laminated with plastic, sat me on a stool in front of it, took all these pictures, blew them up 8 by 10, and plastered them all around my city. Now, mind you, I was like 14, 15 years old, right? So now I'm in barbershops, the corner stores, and people are like, "Oh, she modeled, she modeled." So from a young age, they looked at me as a model, and they wasn't used to seeing that in Wilmington. So before I could even conquer, like really go hard in the paint with my modeling career, they have already labeled me this model in my area. So that in itself kind of definitely helped build my own confidence and helped me, gave me the push, so I can. That led me to go on and, pursue my modeling career, which gave me another extra boost of confidence because during my modeling career, I did, I was able to accomplish some things and do some things where I was, God let me know, like, you could do whatever you want to do. Do not let your circumstances dictate your destiny. I've been on TV, I've been on music videos, New York Fashion Week, even right here from Wilmington, Delaware. Never would have thought it, never would have dreamed it, but it happened.
And you also are the owner of Jumping Jacks Learning Center, right? So when you think about
Yes.
all of the work that you've done, and then you actually set it down and opened up a learning center for young adults and young youth in Wilmington, what inspired you to go that far?
Okay, so my mother operated a family daycare for about 30 years. She opened up her daycare when I was 17. 17 and about 5, 6 years ago, let me see, we in 2025, about 2014, 2015, I had wrote down in my planner, a couple of goals when I was really at that pivotal point in my life where I was like, listen, Sharice, you have to do something. You're getting older. You haven't solidified like a real, you haven't really
Put that
laid
pressure
a
on
real,
yourself.
yes, like I really haven't solidified anything that will take me to the next level. I know I got potential. I know I could do it. I know I'm a go-getter, but what are you going to do? My modeling career at that point had already kind of took a pivot because of my life choices. I started this modeling career, but I had to stop because I started having children, so and things like that. So I couldn't be a single mom and travel the world and model. This wouldn't work. I just had to go get a job, and I did. I went back to college and tried to figure it out. And it was a point in time where I was like, I wasn't happy because I knew an 8 to 5, the traditional career was not really what I wanted to do. It was not settling right in my spirit.
Understood.
And because it wasn't settling right, I couldn't get settled right in my life.
That makes sense.
I couldn't. So it was that pivotal moment where I was like, listen, you're going to do something. You have to do something. The time is now. And I wrote down like 3 or 4 goals in my planner, and opening up a daycare was one of them. And that was because my mom had a daycare, and it was like, mom, she already planted the foundation. It's a legacy, you know what I mean? Go for it. And at that time, I was maturing. I was getting older where I felt like I had the patience that I could open up a daycare. Because if you would have asked me that 20 something years ago, open up a daycare, I'd be like, what? Yeah, right. You're not watching nobody's kids. I'm not watching nobody's kids. But at that point, it was 20, 30 years later, I had matured very much. So I'm like, a daycare. And then I had this girls program that I started as well because my modeling career didn't work out. So I said, I'm moving on to point plan B, the empowerment program. Now, the empowerment program was initially supposed to start once I got famous in modeling, but I didn't get famous in modeling. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna move on to my next dream. And when I wrote down in my planner that I was gonna open up this daycare, I'm like, I can, have a multi purpose facility, the daycare. I could do my programming here with the girls. And I started that 2015, 16. I started working on that goal in my brain. I didn't really come into fruition. The work didn't really come into fruition until like 2 or 3 years later. But in my brain, it was working. It was working because
Awesome.
I
You
realized,
were manifesting it.
yeah, timing was everything. And during that time when it was manifesting, I was in and out the union. I was in and out the construction field. That's where that come into play. I've been in the construction field since 2008, but in a union. And if anybody knows anything about the union, the work is temporary. You know what I mean? You go on a
Like
job
contracted
assignment.
job,
Yeah,
yeah.
you get a good job. It lasts for a certain amount of time, then you get laid off. Another job comes through, they hire you back on, you get laid off. So if you get on a job in a union, construction, and if it's long, that's a blessing. So that was like kind of the issue that I was running into. for a
Well,
while.
Sharice, I want to back up just a little bit, right? Because you're
Sure.
dropping
Okay.
a lot of gems right now, and I love how passionate you are about telling your story. Not a lot of people are open, to tell a story the way that you're telling and delivering your story. And one thing that you mentioned while you were telling your story, was a point where, you had to take a pivot because of motherhood, right? And that's a pivot that a lot of women have to go through when they have dreams and they want to definitely, follow their ambitions and their goals, but motherhood comes into play. So, what is one of the things that you talk to the women in your circle, the women who participate in your, Rebuild Your Life program, like when it comes down to motherhood, but still also after motherhood, you can still gain that confidence to keep going. Like, what is one of the things that you talk to them about when it comes down to making that pivot?
For me, is this encouraging them not to forget about their dreams. Sometimes it's hard to, keep, your real dreams and goals at the forefront when you have children because you're too busy, taking care of your children. You're too busy working. You're too busy providing for them. So you kind of put your dreams on the back burner. But, and I feel like that's okay. Like, that's okay to kind of put your dreams aside, but don't forget about your dreams. Don't forget. There's still time to, put fire under your dreams and still, and light them up like fireworks. So that's like my main concern, my main push, because that's my experience. That's what I went through and I did it. And just believing in myself, just not giving up, just not letting, statistics tell me, listen, you're too old, you can't do it no more, give up,
Yeah.
let it go. You know what I mean?
And when it comes down to, because you said that you talked to women from 14 to about 17, correct? From 7 to 17, I'm sorry.
Well, my girls program, I serve 7 to 18 years old because I do
7 to
have a girls
18.
program. But then I also do the Rebuild Your Life brand is for adults, it's for
Okay.
women. So I serve across the lifespan, the human lifespan, everybody from the daycare to the teenage program to adults.
I love it. And one of the things that you have that came from that brand was a planner, right? And that's something that you talked about as far as when you did have to make that pivot, you took the time out to actually write down some goals that you wanted to achieve, even though you had to make the pivot. So what inspired you to actually make the Rebuild Your Life planner?
Well, as you heard me say, about 2015, 2016, I wrote down in my planner my goals, but I was always writing in planners. I have tons and tons of planners. That's how I keep my life on track. Like, I live by planners. So when I started the Rebuild Your Life brand, the first tool that I wanted to create was a planner. Because I live by planners. I love them. And that's how I basically was able to conquer each goal, each step, and it kept me on track.
And what is a planner? For some people, who are just like, what is that? Is it just another book for me to write ideas down? Is it just another calendar? Like, what is a planner to you? Like, why is it so special?
Well, this obviously a planner is somewhere where you could just log your to-do list, you could log your dreams, you could log your goals, you could keep track. You know what I mean? You could keep track, and it's can you could use it as a tool. But for me, using the planner, I became my own client. You know what I mean? I became my own client when basically the Rebuild Your Life brand started. And I didn't realize at the time I was my own client, but I was taking myself through this process, through this course, through this class of counseling myself, coaching myself. And once I realized that, and I was able to look in hindsight, everything that I did, all the steps that I went through, I put that all into the planner.
And for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Sharice Monique, who is the founder of Rebuild Your Life, which is a Rebuild Your Life program, and also she is also a certified family educator. I'm sorry, I'm talking all fast, Sharice, a certified family life educator,
Yes,
a
right.
media personality, and she also is the founder and owner of Jumping Jacks Learning Center. She comes from Wilmington, Delaware. And I want to jump back into this conversation because you're actually dropping a podcast on June 8th that people need to know about, from Steel Toes to Stilettos, right? And
Yes, it's a tongue twister.
Yeah, no, it's just like when you think about it, it's just like, huh, steel toes to stilettos? Like, what is that all about, right? So it's definitely a very unique conversation that I want to jump into as far as like, where did the inspiration for the podcast come in?
Well, I feel like I have this multi-faceted personality, right? So, I have the empowerment side where I'm coaching up the girls, talking to women and doing women empowerment. But, I also have, you know, this side where I like TV, I like cameras. You know, I wanted to be a model. You know, that was like one of my first dreams. And that just all spilled over into a whole nother avenue of TV, television, hosting. And the Steel Toes to Stilettos platform was something that I created where other women could come tell their story from the grit to the shine, because that's my story, like literally and figuratively. Like Steel Toes represents the construction. It represents me literally in the construction field, but it also represents the grit, you know, the grind. I worked long hours. I had to endure the weather really, really hot, really, really cold. You know, I have to wear protective personal equipment. And I still do that like figuratively, because every day I go outside, I have to be protected. I gotta lace up my boots. I gotta put on my hard hat. You know what I mean? I gotta put on this protective equipment because I gotta dodge and, you know, dodge the haters, and I gotta dodge in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So I took that. I took my life and steel toe stilettos, which that's what I'm doing. I don't really wear the steel toe boots now. I'll be rocking my stilettos. And now I have a platform for other women to come tell their story, to empower other females, to keep empowering other females, and to keep empowering other females.
love that. I love that, you know. And one thing I wanted to ask you too, because by becoming a certified family life educator, that levels you up as far as how you can have these conversations with different folks. But sometimes it just simply comes down to lived experiences that make you the best at what you do. You know, so why did you decide to take that next step to go to school and become certified? You know, especially because you have so many lived experiences that just make you who you are.
To be honest with you, I went back to school and got my master's degree as a certified family life educator. That was not the plan. I'm also a licensed social worker.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yes,
Congratulations.
thank you. I went to school when I was opening up the daycare. You know, I had to take some additional classes, this for the daycare to be certified this as a director, right? So I went to school to take these. I had to take like five extra classes, and when the classes was over, something said, "Stay in school." I'm like, "Who is talking? Who is that voice? Like, what do you talk about? Stay in school." Now, mind you, I received my bachelor's degree in 2005. This I got my master's degree in 2022. I've been out of school for years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I do not know who was knocking on my shoulder saying, "Stay in school. Stay in school," because I didn't have to stay in school. I wasn't doing anything that required me to get another degree,
Degree.
but I did it and I loved it. It was a challenge, but I stick to it. I did it, and I proved a lot of things to myself, you know, by just staying in school, sacrificing my family, you know, the time that it took for me to get the degree every day. And I was in school when I was in school for my master's degree. I was going to Penn State school during the day and doing my master's at night, because I was also getting certified for the daycare. So I was like into two
Beautiful.
different institutions at one time. It was crazy.
Beautiful. And you know, how did you actually maintain that? Because one thing that we lack as Black women is self-care, because we're always servicing others. You know, we're women of service, right? So when it comes down to just maintaining all of those different hats, especially your hard hat, right? Maintaining all those different hats, and still being able to come up, you know, as far as coming up and pursuing your dreams and accomplishing your goals.
I understood, first of all, that I had a lot on my plate. So time management, I know I had to like really create a time schedule so I can execute all of these things at the same time. And I was just really to a point in my mindset was, listen, failure is not an option. Mediocre is not an option. And now, you know, the window has opened and you have walked through it. You cannot go back. Like, you cannot go back. So I just literally, like I said, I became my own client. This is like one of the teaching moments that I went through myself, coaching myself through this process. Like, girl, like, listen. So maintaining all these different hats was this really just using my planner. First and foremost, using that planner.
Way to plug it. Way to plug
Using that planner. Using
it.
that planner. And believing in myself. Understanding, you know, that, you know, progress does not mean perfection, and, you know, giving myself grace. And this really, this turning my pain into purpose. And that's really just what it was. I could not I'm speechless right now, just trying to even put it into words, just thinking about, where I was mentally at that time when I was really in that grind. I'm still grinding, but it was a different grind back then, and just the mindset that it takes. You're fed up, you know what I mean? You fed up, like, listen, like I said, mediocre is not an option. And like you can see the light in front of you. I see it. I just gotta keep moving. I just gotta stay tenacious.
And how do you champion and cheerlead yourself, right? Because in those spaces, it seems like for most folks, we feel like we're alone, right? We feel like we don't have anyone to lean on. But at the same time, while you were doing all of that, you were building groups to champion and cheerlead others to keep going. So how did you actually, find that inner, champion within you to keep pushing yourself? And I'm asking that because there's women listening right now who need that push, but they need it from within.
Well, first of all, ladies, I had to practice what I preach. I was by nature like always uplifting people, always encouraging people. So organically, I'm going to be optimistic organically. And again, I was my own client. I was my own client. And I was just very, very much realistic with myself because at the end of the day, we all we really got. You know what I mean? At the beginning of the day, when we wake up, I don't want to depend on anybody to get me to where I need to be. Now, I'm not saying that in a sense like we don't need anybody, because I do feel like, we need people to help us. We need a support system. But when you're doing that self work, when you're doing that silent work, when what nobody knows about, what nobody sees, all they see is the ending result. I was really dedicated to that. And to me, ladies, it's all about having the right mindset. You know what I mean? It takes the right mindset to get to do anything. And once you get your mindset in the right place, then you do have the capability to take the next step. And it's small steps. You don't got to take big steps. You take small steps. You take small, realistic steps. And when you start taking those small steps and you start conquering those small steps, it just gets you mentally prepared to take more and more steps. Like I said, progress is not perfection, and progress is a slow process. And I understood that. I'm not the microwave society is not it. That's not realistic. We all want things to happen really, really fast. We all want
Beautiful.
things to happen overnight, and
That's
that's
a
not
gem right there.
realistic. Yeah, that's not realistic. So I'm always realistic with myself. You know what I mean? And with that being said, I did the work. I used the planner. I did the work. I used my resources. And I stay tenacious.
I love that. And Sharice, we got about 5 minutes left, and I want to ask you a question about what's trending right now. Again, for those who are just tapping in, we're tuning in with Sharice Monique, who is the founder of Rebuild Your Life, which is a youth and also young adults program for young women. She's a certified family life educator, media personality, and she's also dropping her brand new podcast, June 8th, Still Toast to Stilettos. I want to make sure I get that. And that's going to be on all platforms, correct?
You can catch it on YouTube. Yes,
Okay.
YouTube. You can also go to the website, and from there you can.
What's your website? Drop the website.
The website is what is the website?
All right, we're gonna
www.
make sure we get back to you. We'll
We still trying to make sure we got all that stuff solidified. Somebody trying to
Okay.
take my name out there. So,
Okay.
but it's going to be up, y'all. It's going to be live. You can also. I am Charisse Monique. That's the website. You can go to my official website and get links, get all the information to everything that
Get
I
that
got going
planner.
on.
Get the
Yes, in the
planner.
planner.
Make
Yes,
sure you
I am Charisse Monique.
support. Yes. And Sharice, I want to ask you this question, right? Because we're talking about rebuilding your life. We're talking about helping women mature and then also just advancing their careers and different things like that, as far as just building that embodiment of who we are as people, right? And I wanted to ask you this question because we have you on today. And right now in the media, everyone is talking about this Cassie Diddy situation, right? And
I knew it was coming. I knew it
yeah,
was coming. I
I got
knew it
to, you
was
know what I'm saying?
coming.
You in the media, we gotta talk about these things, right? We gotta get opinions on it, right? So when it comes down to the Cassie Diddy situation, she was at a point in time in her life where she spent 13 years with this man, and then she found a new husband. She rebuilt herself. She transformed. She became a wife. She became a mother. All of those amazing. She's currently pregnant right now, so she's expanding her family. All of those things, right? And then now, years later, she has to come and endure all of those memories all over again when she's putting her life, pretty much on the stand where the public can to hear and see it all, right? So I wanted to just ask you, being in a space where you're helping women to rebuild their lives, but then there's times where their past comes and haunts them. Their past comes and it takes them back to a space where they outgrew, or it takes them back to a space where they no longer is that person, right? Because I feel like we evolve over time. So there's times where you're no longer that person you was 5, 10 years ago,
Yes,
right?
yes,
So
yes.
like seeing her having to take the stand and expose her entire life, and then also diminish things that we as Black people wanted, as far as having more Black men be moguls and be, billionaires and things like that. I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
I commend her, first of all. I commend her, and every day when something pops up, and they're talking about something that she done or something that she has done in her past, I always wonder where her mental state is today. Like, I wonder how that makes her feel today. And I think about where was her mental back then. And there are so many unanswered, there's so many questions that goes through my mind, to contest to why she would make the decisions that she made back then. Why would you stay with someone who was quote unquote abusive? Why would you stay with someone who was basically, prostitution, having you like in a prostitution ring, having you work an escort service, watching you have sex with other males. Like, where was your mental at that made you say yes? Where was your mental at that said, I want my career so bad that I'm going to do all of these things?
Well, she was also young. They have about like a 20-year age gap.
Well, that's one of the things that I take into consideration. She was young, and then I try to put myself into those shoes, and then I think about, what did she go through prior to meeting Diddy? You know what I mean? What did she go through in her own upbringing? What type of trauma could she possibly had be dealing with? Understand? Because I just don't look at it as, a surface thing. I'm taking it all the way back to when she was a kid. All the way back to when she was a kid, when she was a child, and what type of upbringing did you go through? There are certain things. It's called ACEs, adverse child
And it's actually
experiences.
17 years. I just wanted to be exact.
17 years.
Different. Yep.
Sheesh. Wow, 17 years. So she basically looked at him like a father. Like, where was your father at?
Yeah,
There's so many questions.
he was
And
born
there's
in
so.
69 and she was born in 86.
Wow. Yeah. I just think it's unfortunate. And I just feel like I don't have enough information to, make a valid observation.
Well, what
But
about
I'm.
women in general, who are dealing with situations, whether it could be child support or ex-husband or, someone who wants to go through divorce, but they don't, it's cheaper to keep them sometimes. So when it comes down to just like your past always bringing up a space or a point of life where you don't want to revisit, and it keeps resurfacing, even though you have transformed into a brand new
Yes,
person.
yes, yes. I think you have to, not I think, but you have to give yourself grace. You have to understand and be able to give yourself grace and be able to forgive yourself. Like you said, we grow. We are not the same people, persons that we were 5 years ago. We are not the same people that we were 10 and 15 years ago. So we have to like really understand where we were at those times in. Digest that and understand that. And when you put yourself back in those situations and those moments, and you understand your mindset and you understand, your actions and your behaviors, then you can understand why you do things. I feel like when people when people do things, but then they explain their mindset and their thinking of why they do things, whether it was right or wrong, then you have a better understanding of, okay, the actions, even though it might be negative, it might be indifferent, but it all starts with the mindset. It all starts with giving yourself grace. And we all have a past. And I just understand, like, I'm really putting myself in my own shoes because we all have a past. We all done things that we might not, be ashamed of. We might, like, oh, I want to put that in the past. We don't want to relive it. But it's all about confidence and how you feel about yourself. It's all about your self-worth. It's all about knowing who you are today. You understand what I'm saying?
And I want to ask you this last question because we got to wrap up in about, 3 minutes. But when it comes down to being a girl's girl, right? That's also like a big headliner when it comes down to this
Yeah.
particular case and situation, because, you have social media and we have social media, people hide behind different things. But a lot of women are speaking out about the situation and they're asking a lot of why questions. Why this? Why this? Why this? Why that?
Exactly, yes,
And
and
it's not coming off as if we're protecting her as women. And do you feel like, being a girl's girl is a part of that is protection? Or it could still be curiosity in between the protection? Or you're not a girl's girl if you do have curiosity. And this is your opinion.
no, I believe that we are human. I don't think it has anything to deal with being a girl's girl or a man's man. I don't think it's gender. I don't think it has anything to do with gender when it comes down to that particular question. I just think that we're human and we're just asking natural questions. When we hear all this information, we hear all these accusations, we hear all these occurrences, we just start wondering. The question marks come. It's a lot of information that is, and it's different. It's shocking, it's surprising, and then our eyebrows start raising, the question marks start going up, the red flags. So I just feel like it's human nature. The girl's girl comes in when we can just really relate to Cassie and say, well, I've been in her place before with, being young. I've been in her place before and, wanting to, have a being with this powerful man, a mogul, you know what I mean? Oh my goodness, I'm with Puffy. Like we can relate to that kind of stuff. Those things we can relate to. But I think we all are asking why. I think our grandmoms is asking why. Our kids is asking
Okay. I
why.
just wanted to
Our
know your
grown.
opinion. I feel you. I feel you. Sharice, tell them again how they can find you, your website, social media, all that good stuff. And I appreciate you for rocking out What Is This Friday on 98.5.
I thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed the interview. Everybody, you can find me on all social media platforms at iamcherisemonique.com. That is Cherise with a C. Cherise Monique. I am Cherise Monique. Facebook, Instagram. Yes, come check me out. Like, follow, subscribe.
All that good stuff. June
Yes.
8th is going down on YouTube, the premiere on YouTube, right?
Yes, the premiere will be on YouTube, June 8th. Steel toes to stilettos. It's all about the grit to the grind, tragedy to triumph.
I love it. I love it, Sharice, man. I'm excited for you. I'm
Thank you
definitely
so
going to check
much.
you out on the 8th, man. I
Please
appreciate
do.
you.
Please
I would
do.
love to invite you back on just to have some
Yes.
regular, a
Yes.
conversation about what's going
Yes.
on in this entertainment type of world. You
Yes.
feel me?
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's make sure we connect. I hope you have a
Let's
great
do it.
weekend,
You
Sharice.
too. Thank you.
You
Have a
already
Memorial
know.
Day.
You too. Peace. You already know what's